What's up, guys?
Cover your plants. Would you please cover your plants, Josh?
Cover your plants and your weeds.
Yes.
Is that what we're supposed to do? I'm not a big Florida guy like Mr. Nigerian over here. But,
I wish I wasn't. Let's
fair,
be honest.
Fair.
Oh, Peter.
Who wants to live in Florida this time of year? Let's be honest.
Oh, my gosh.
My goodness. So you guys are both big baseball experts.
Huge.
So we're going to start off with baseball. We're okay. On to the AL and NLCS in the MLB postseason, which means we could turn the clock back 24 years to the year 2000 where the Subway Series had taken place, or we could really go
that
back in the time machine.
Such a horrible year. For you,
where Yankees and the Dodgers had a series of yesteryear. We have the Guardians, we have the Yankees, Dodgers, and Mets. Dave, we'll start with you. Who is your pick to move on to the Fall Classic?
Ooh. I think it's the Mets and the Yankees.
Oh, really?
Wow. I do. I just think both teams are playing pretty well right now. Cleveland just doesn't. I'm not 100% in on them. I think the Dodgers, obviously Ohtani's incredible, but mainly it's going to be Yankees and Mets because I'm going to relive what I believe to be one of the worst falls of my life. In 2000, I grew up in New York. I was going to school in New York. All of my roommates were Yankee fans, and I was the only Met fan for the Subway World Series. And we had a bet, and I lost because I bet on the Mets. They took the Yankees. And I had to wear for, I think it was a week maybe or a couple days, a New York Yankees World Series championship T-shirt. And it was awful. It was so awful. So I know that it's going to happen again, but I think it'll be Mets-Yankees, and then yeah, I don't know. Although I could totally see the Dodgers pulling. I'm not in on Cleveland.
No.
I could totally see the Dodgers winning that series, too.
I'm with you, Dave, on that. I think it is going to be a Subway Series. I think that makes it great, quite honestly. I know you're not getting the entire country, which they'd love to get, of course. Mm-hmm. They'd love to have the Dodgers and Yankees. I mean, for baseball, that would be the best thing of all. But I don't see the Guardians getting past the Yankees, although anything can happen. But the Dodgers and Mets, I'll tell you, Stevie Cohen, at the beginning of the year, they started off really slow, and then the Mets really started to kind of click. But they were sort of at the bottom of the pack for a little while, or at least close,
yeah.
And they made a nice run the rest of the season. But the Dodgers, they have so much talent on that team that I lean to the Dodgers-Yankees.
All right, okay. Pete, I have a list of one last teams that are among the top 25. You have to pick one that doesn't make the cut for the new playoff format that we have coming up.
Goodness.
Oh, I like this question.
Alabama, question. Georgia, Tennessee, Ole Miss, Clemson, Notre Dame, A&M. I'm not going to say Oklahoma. I have it on my list, but they're not going anywhere. Boise State is the last one. Boise State's had an electric season so far.
Boise State is such a good program, and they've got the Heisman Trophy winner running with them. They were in Hawaii yesterday. The kid ran for over 200 yards again.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Ole Miss, and I'm having to backtrack because I thought they really deserved to be one of those teams early on. I thought that everything they did in the quote-unquote offseason of college football, they did everything right. The portal, all of that, recruiting was great.
Yeah.
And I, you know, he's such a – I really love the coach. I played for his dad.
Lane
I was
Kiffin?
Pulling for them. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll
you
tell
might be
you.
The only person that loves Lane Kiffin. Sorry.
You know what? He's a great kid, though.
But
he's got that. He does have that outside where he'll say anything. He does have that.
He just had his 100th game last week, I think, and he lost it. That was when they got upset. It was last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. But I think unfortunately, they got Murderers Row in front of them. They got to go through a whole gauntlet. I think Ole Miss gets pushed out.
Dave?
Are we saying top 12 teams?
Which one of these the teams I listed off does not make the cut?
Can you list them one more time for
me? Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Ole Miss, Clemson, Notre Dame, A&M, Oklahoma, or Boise State? And you can't say Oklahoma.
No, I was going to say Notre Dame, actually.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I think they've been both good and bad, although they crushed Stanford, but it's Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're the one team that the strength is not there for me, for who they've beaten and who they've lost. That's just of all of them, although I could say the same thing about Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their one loss comes to LSU. You know, I mean, LSU's pretty legit, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll go with Notre Dame.
All right, Dave, we'll start with you for this one. After being clobbered three times in London via a sack and now suffering from a sore ankle, sore hamstring, a knee, now with head coach Robert Saleh out of his vision, you have Aaron Rodgers suffering with the Jets. Have the wheels finally come off for these New York Jets, or is there still hope in the Jets faithful getting a playoff spot this season with the halfway point just a couple weeks away?
The wheels have fallen off and the vehicle's on fire. And by the way, the vehicle is a 1970s Pinto. I mean, I've said this. I was watching the game last week with my son, and I sat there saying, like, Aaron Rodgers, you just need to stop. Because he just doesn't – it's not even that he's not the same. He's not the same, and he doesn't have a good cast of characters around him. The team is just – I mean, they're not supporting him. He's getting killed. He's getting crushed on a lot of plays. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think his body's going to hold up. He is not the same after the injury, after his Achilles injury. And so I don't think the Jets are for real, and I think – I hope this is Rodgers' last season because it's just getting hard to watch.
He doesn't look like the Aaron Rodgers that all of us know and remember and all of that. And last year, obviously, he had a couple of plays and then he was out. So when you look at what we're seeing now, it's not the same guy. And I'll tell you what, I don't like his attitude at all. When you watch those games and you see him sitting on the bench – not wanting to communicate with anybody, whether it's a coach or another player or anybody, just puts a towel over his head. I don't know if he's going to make it through the season, quite frankly. And the defense is there, though. The defense is there. They're pretty daggone good. But, you know, the offense is just struggling. And Aaron's not helping him.
Do you buy the theory that he got Robert Saleh fired?
I would say he didn't do anything to help him stay.
Yeah.
Good point.
But, you know, I don't think it's all just on Aaron Rodgers because, you know, he's the defensive coordinator, really, of a team, even though he's the head coach. That's what his background is.
Yeah.
So he's more involved on that side of it. But, you know, he and Aaron Rodgers clearly did not get along really well.
No, who did? Has gotten along with Aaron Rodgers?
He's a little frumpy.
He is. Go back to a darkness retreat.
And now I have my boss, Bradley, and text me, OU has more than one loss. I don't recall it, but maybe he's correct.
How'd it go yesterday? I'm sorry. No, that was a cheap shot. That was a cheap shot.
You know what? I can disconnect you real quick.
That was a really cheap shot.
Yeah. There's still a better program than the Gophers. I'm just going to say
that. Wait a minute.
Two big names make their debut today. Spencer Rattler and Drake May. Spencer Rattler facing Baker and the Bucks, and they also have Drake May and the Pats. They'll be hosting the Texans. Pete, we'll start with you. Which one are you looking forward to most?
I want to see Drake May. And the reason I say that is we all know what Washington looks like with their new quarterback, right? Jaden Daniels has been absolutely outstanding, and the guy looks like he's been in the NFL. He runs the ball when he needs to, and really does a great job with that. He's been unbelievable with his percentage passing and all of that. Not a lot of touchdowns, but he's done the right thing. Washington has made the turn. I want to see what Drake May can do, and I think he's going to be the most interesting one to watch because New England's in a shambles right now. They're really struggling, and I think it might be up to Drake May. He could turn things a little bit for him. I don't think he's great, but I do think he's a pretty daggone good quarterback, so I think he's the guy to watch today.
I mean, Drake May's the obvious one. Who are you rooting for?
Spencer Rattler.
So New Orleans plays the Bucks, correct?
Mm-hmm. They lose to the Bucks, yes.
But Spencer Rattler was an OU guy.
That's right.
Yeah, and who did he get replaced at halftime against Texas a few years ago?
I'm just saying.
Caleb Williams, yes.
I want to see Drake May. I do. Yeah. The last time we really got a good look at him, at least in close-up situations, is when he played against Minnesota last year, and I think we both agree we were not super impressed with the way he played. So I would like to see what he does. I think in terms of long-term, he's probably got a little more, but I don't know. I mean, all the articles here, Spencer Rattler, he's fearless, he's ready to go, which kind of scares me a little bit. It should be a good matchup. But I want to see Drake, man. If I'm going to tune in, that's what I'm
He's come
for.
A long way from the QB1 series that he was featured in because that did not put a good light on his career and his persona. And there's been a lot of humbling, just like, you know, my guy Baker Mayfield had to come a long ways as far as just having the right people in your corner and getting you ready to be a professional on the NFL level. And Kind of hoping that's kind of where he's at with his career, because I think it was you guys already mentioned, I think fifth round, I think, is when he got taken. And so, like, and he was the – so 2, 3, and 4 didn't have a quarterback selected this year in this year's draft. I think it was Bo Nix, and then you didn't see a quarterback get drafted until Spencer Rattler in the fifth round. So that's kind of the crazy gap that we face this year with quarterbacks and as far as the newcomers. So I'm excited to see kind of where he's at. And, yeah, that's all for Fast Breaks.
You got to have that swagger, though. I mean, like, we love to make fun of Baker and and I guess Spencer Rattler, we poke fun. But, Pete, you have to have that. The attitude of a quarterback, to me, is as essential as the attitude for an NHL goalie, right? Or just any sort of really good goalie. At a goalie position, closing pitcher or pitcher position, like, you have to be able to just box it up and get rid of everything else. You have to have amazing ability to compartmentalize your feelings. A quarterback has to be able to have that swagger, right? I mean, you can't take that ball and not think, I can do everything that I need to do right now and be a successful quarterback, right? I mean, you can't have a quarterback that's not 100% confident in his abilities.
They almost have to be cocky, but also confident, right? I mean, it's not just, you can't be just cocky. You got to be cocky. You got to be confident. You've got to be able to be a leader of the team. Drake May, by the way, was one of the youngest of the quarterbacks who went in the draft this past year, despite the fact that he was the third pick in the draft. So he's a young guy, but he's got a lot of talent. He's got an opportunity. And do they have enough on the New England team to get him to the next level? And that's going to be something to watch, because they've been struggling on offense for sure.
He reminds me, and the situation reminds me way too much of Mitch Trubisky.
Yes.
And I think that may be where this goes. But I want to see it, right? I want to see it. Let's take a look.